Where did all these people come from? She said to the clerk. There's not supposed to be any other entrances. There were more voices from behind. Turning, she saw more people starting to arrive by the walkway in a continuous stream. In moments, there were a dozen, then a score, then more. At her side, the imposing Alfred looked on impassively, arms crossed. What are we going to do? She asked Harry.
Whatever it is, I think we'll have to let our guests out, he said, pointing at the wall where all four of the VIPs were now demanding an exit from the auditorium.
Paralysed with indecision, Julia stared at them, gradually coming to the sickening realisation that the entire complicated ruse had failed. But before she could speak to Harry, the growing crowd surged towards the draped entrance, and several people at the flank pushed her to the side, scarcely even apologising.
Julia!
Harry shouted from the other side of the sudden mob.
Wait there! I'll go around!
He broke off as three brightly dressed people in masks rushed at him from the side. He dodged the Zazin's tackles and launched himself up onto the crowd. Voices cheered and hands came up to catch him and bear him along. But the Zazins leapt into the press, knocking people aside as they chased after Harry. Others pushed back and punches got thrown. Suddenly, there was an insistent, high-pitched whooping from above as quivering holes opened up in the ceiling.
That's the net law, said Alfred. It's gonna be trouble.
Without hesitation, the big man lunged into the crowd like a tuxedoed battleship. People moved aside like a bow wave as he charged in, grabbed Harry by the collar, and dragged him back to where Julia was standing. The next thing she knew, Alfred had grabbed her round the waist while still holding on to Harry.
Sorry, Miss Julia, Mr. Harry, but I've got my instructions.
The chaos all around them seemed to merge into a yowling, roaring surf of sound as everything Julia could see turned ash grey and swirled into nothing. Awareness returned with the suddenness of a thrown switch. She was sitting in a leather armchair in what looked like a low-ceilinged, dim-lit study. Then she saw Harry in a similar chair, hands resting in his lap, head lolling forward and still. Like her, he was wearing the old-fashioned trench coat from their first encounter. Julia whispered, then spoke to him, but he did not stir.
I'm afraid he will not wake,
said a male voice, sounding hoarse, slightly gravelly, an elderly voice.
These Zazins must have reached him with some kind of short-range attack. Like you, he is running on base system, and there is some kind of activity going on, a self-check, perhaps, but he won't respond to stimuli.
She got to her feet and looked around her at dark shelves crowded with books and files, a couple of cabinets, more boxes with labels arranged neatly under the lowest shelves on every wall. There was no door. A solid wooden chair on casters was positioned at a desk lit up by a flexi-necked lamp. Above the desk, sandwiched between large, heavy books, was an archaic CRT-style V-screen, glassy and grey, deactivated.